The definition of sexual assault is any physical sexual act that's perpetrated against someone against their will, where they did not give consent or they were not able to give consent.
Okay.
So it can happen when someone is unconscious, when they're sleeping, when they are not aware enough to be able to consent. All of those things can occur and be defined as sexual assault.
At the Stanford case, there was so much in the news about the fact that mm-hmm. the victim had been drinking right. and had passed out.
Right.
And that the assault happened while she was pretty much unconscious.
Right.
What you hear from a lot of people is, well, isn't it her fault then that she put herself in that position?
Mm-hmm.
So how do you respond to people when they say that?
I've had a lot of interesting conversations mm-hmm. around that. One example that sometimes I respond with, depending on who I'm talking to, it's like telling someone walking down a street alone that gets robbed.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You shouldn't have been alone. Or you know what? You shouldn't have been carrying money on you. Or you shouldn't have been walking down that street.
Mm-hmm.
It's taking the blame off of the person that's committing the crime and putting the blame on the person who is on the receiving end of the crime.
On the victim.
Right.
Yeah.
We don't do that with anything else, so why do we insist on doing it when it comes to sexual assault?
It's a very interesting question mm-hmm. because there's always this need in people to think the other person must have done something to
right,
make this
to
happen.
Invite it. Mm-hmm.
I know when I counseled rape victims, they always have that concern. Well, was there something I did? Was there something I promoted this or asked for it? And your definition that without your consent, is that the crux of sexual assault?
Yes, absolutely. Without consent. And that doesn't mean that the absence of no means yes. Because if someone has not given their consent, then they have not invited you to take or commit any type of sexual act against them or towards them. And we try to emphasize in raising awareness and getting people to understand what consent looks like. Someone has to give it. And it has to be freely given, voluntarily, not passively.
When somebody doesn't say no, because maybe the person was terrified or in shock or freezing and unable to speak,
mm-hmm.
does that make a difference?
Yes, because there's a lot of physiological responses that can happen mm-hmm. in a situation like this. We do give the caveat that consent can be communicated through actions.
Okay.
But we put an emphasis on communicating it verbally because then there's no miscommunication of what your actions were intending. If you're not sure, then assume that you do not have consent unless the person has verbally told you so. And I would say that there is a lot of conversation about, well, did you say no? And saying no is not the standard for whether you had consent or not. Like I mentioned earlier, your body can have physiological responses to the situation.
Yeah, it's trauma. It's mm-hmm. boundary violation. I can think of it from a neuroscience point of view where the feeling part of the brain gets hijacked and you're not thinking during that time when you are in a situation where you might be assaulted or there's a potential of rape. Your brain freezes up and you don't get into the thinking part.
Exactly. And you always hear conversation about fight or flight.
Yes.
But there's exactly. also a big conversation surrounding sexual assault about fight, flight, or freeze.
Mm-hmm.
And I always think of the illustration or the visual of a possum. What does a possum do? Plays dead in the road. That's the freeze response mm-hmm. to the fear that's happening or the trauma that that animal is experiencing. And that's the same thing that happens with humans, especially when you're in a situation where your body is potentially about to be violated and that control is being taken away from you. So the freeze response is not uncommon, and that's one of the messages that we try to get out because so many people are not aware that, yes, you can physically freeze in a situation like that, and that does not mean you're giving consent.
If you're the victim and you have experienced that and you did freeze, you should not put guilt on yourself for
right.
that. I should have done something else. I should have fought back. I should have mm-hmm. yelled. I should have screamed. It's like Monday morning quarterbacking a lot mm-hmm. of times with these incidents where you look back and you think, what else could I have done?
Right.
But during the time, you just have no concept of that.